I was told that you were rejected by three different orders, each time for weakness of constitution.
Your Holiness, we can serve our weakness or we can serve our purpose, not both.
My sisters, if we are to build an empire of hope, it seems we must first conquer New York.
The filthy Dagos, they just keep coming.
My papa is suicidal. My mama is morta di tifo.
In America, the greatest nation on earth, rats have it better than the children of Five Points.
It's not safe. Not for you.
Be careful. This place will eat you alive.
Doctors tell me 5 years.
5 would be a miracle.
In that case, I should not work. I need an orphanage with more room, where my children can be children.
I'd like you to keep your crime and your filth out of this neighborhood.
The mayor will find a way to get you out.
You have an election coming up, do you not?
I believe I'm being threatened by a nonce.
You have swatted the hornet's nest.
Get out, Dagon! Go!
I hold the best hospital for your people and for mine. We have to show America we are all people of dignity.
This project is overly ambitious, perhaps unrealistic.
We are bold, or we die.
This is how I learned to live in America.
Cabrini, you would have made an excellent man.
All right, Sandy Rios with you today on Sandy Rios 24/7. That's the trailer from the movie that came out recently called Cabrini. If you haven't seen it, it's excellent. You'll want to see it. It's about how the Italians experienced America when they first came to New York City and about the work of this nun, Mother Cabrini. You're going to love it. It's very interesting. And today, we're going to talk to the guy behind that movie, behind the movie The Sound of Freedom, behind the series The Chosen, the founder of VidAngel. And on I could go. Matt's a good friend of mine. We've known each other for years. And so I caught up with him at CPAC, and we had a great conversation. So we're going to listen to it today. But first, preborn this past year has saved 64,177 babies. They've served 79,213 abortion-minded women. They have had, because they are a Christian ministry, 10,319 commitments to Christ. 91 ultrasound machines have been placed. And on it goes. And you know what? They could not do that without you. So let me just tell you, if you haven't given to preborn yet, they provide ultrasounds to women who are in, as they say, a crisis pregnancy, unwanted pregnancy, an inconvenient pregnancy. You can go to preborn.com/Sandy. $28 pays to provide one ultrasound to one woman and saves, God willing, one baby. And so go to preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. You know, you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write me at sandy@afr.net. You can listen on any podcast platform. AFR.net is our home base, but you can listen anywhere. You can also go to sandyrios.com and listen to the show pretty easily there if you're not accustomed to finding podcasts. So sit back and relax. This is a fun interview with Matt Faraci at CPAC a few months ago. Just haven't had a chance to play it yet, but I thought you would enjoy it on this, when you're getting ready for the weekend. So stay tuned to this edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness.
that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
All right, Sandy Rios with you at live on CPAC, this noisy place called Media Row. Matt Faraci is sitting across from me. You know his name because Matt has produced some of the finest movies, first class in every way, but they with values and teachings.
This is our annual CPAC reunion, Sandy.
Yeah, that's true.
It is.
We'll have to stop meeting like this.
It is a proud CPAC tradition.
But to continue,
yes.
Matt has worked on produced blockbuster movies like Sound of Freedom. Also, you might know The Chosen and The Tuttle Twins. And actually, Matt, I have to tell you, this is really not funny, but it's true. I'd never watched The Chosen until about a month ago.
Oh, wow.
I just, when you started this venture, I just always busy. Like, I'll get to it, you know. And so I just never got to it. And this may be a late news bulletin for all my listeners, but it is the most remarkable. You know, there's a lot of people yet to discover that, Matt, the power of The Chosen. And now the movie, we just went to see the series. Season four?
Oh, yeah.
In the theaters right now?
Yeah.
Bruce and I just went to see that because we are just thoroughly enjoying it. And, you know, Matt, the thing that... for me, you know, I've been a follower of Jesus since I was a girl. I made that commitment. And this has kind of changed my prayer life. And I know that may sound a little too dramatic, but I picture the guy that you chose to play Jesus is...
Jonathan. He's great.
He's just...
he's terrific.
The way he portrays Jesus and the way I know... I always want to say Jerry Jenkins because I knew that his dad, Dallas.
Oh, Dallas.
The way Dallas, you know, chose the characters is just wonderful. Did you have any part in that? Did you just oversee the nuts and bolts of...
No, I actually am very happy to not take credit for that because I hate production. Funny for a producer that I hate production. I like the business part and I like the marketing piece.
Marketing,
in other words, helping people. Yeah. In other words, if you make a show and nobody hears about it, it's a tree falling in the forest, right?
Yes, I know all
so
about that.
So my issue is I don't have the patience, you know, to sit on set and watch somebody take some shot like 15 times. I'm way too ADHD for that. So
I would be too.
Yeah, I used to tell Dallas, just make it good. Give me something I can work with, you know?
He did so, that.
Yes, and all of the different things that have come to Angel Studios have been miraculous and remarkable, mostly because... they're all chosen by we the people. They're chosen by the crowd of investors. So they're not chosen in a back room in the traditional Hollywood way. They're chosen by the crowd and the Angel Guild. And the Guild is 250,000 investors. And they only pick about 4 to 6% of what we show them. And that's why Sound of Freedom was so extraordinarily good. We have this movie we're screening tonight here at CPAC called Cabrini. Same director as Sound of Freedom. And I liken it to if Martin Scorsese was making a film of this, it's that good. The quality of it is that good. It's unbelievable. It's the true story of Mother Cabrini, who was an entrepreneur. She was the first American to be sainted. And she was Mother Teresa's inspiration. She lived in the late 1800s, came to New York, found all these kids in horrible circumstances, and decided she was going to do something about it. And against all odds, against opposition, her own personal physical issues, and managed to build hospitals and schools and all over the world, starting in New York. It's a true story, and we've forgotten about her, which is kind of stunning. If you talk to people that are older, they know who she is, especially older Catholics. But most of America doesn't know this hero, who is a woman. And they don't know her story. So,
well, that sounds great. Now, Cabrini is familiar to me because the housing project in Chicago, which is where I'm from, is the Cabrini Green.
You're from Chicago?
I'm from Chicago.
Cubs or White Sox?
Cubs.
Okay.
There's no other.
I thought you were a woman Cubs. Of good character. Oh, so.
Yeah. Well, I guess I won't be the star of any of your movies. No, we're the Cubs.
Yeah.
Cubbies. Are you from Chicago? You're not.
No.
No, you're from California.
But I love Chicago.
Originally, right?
I'm from everywhere.
Oh.
I tell people I'm from Delta Airlines.
Well, that's too bad. With the way the airlines are going, you can't even get away with that anymore.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
Well, so I'll say Cold Breed. Is that out in the movie theaters now?
March 8th.
March
8th.
Okay.
And we're going to have 6 films this year and then 20 next year.
Wow.
Roughly, that's the plan.
Wow. Angel Studios?
So, mm-hmm.
You know, that's the other thing. Angel Vid, your screen.
Oh, you
your
remember
screen.
VidAngel. Yeah, back
VidAngel.
In the, you were one of the first to get the joke on that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So VidAngel is, it's separate from Angel now, but VidAngel is a company where you can watch movies and TV shows on popular streaming services and take out the bad stuff for your kids.
You know, I have a good friend that's just discovered that. See, you did this a long time ago. What, 10 years when we talked about that? Because they tried to get rid of your company.
Disney.
You went through a
Everybody
real,
loves Disney.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, of course. And now they've proven themselves to be what they really are, right? But VidAngel, anyway, a lot of people are discovering it still. It's great, Matt. When your work, the stuff that you create, you produce because of your creative genius in terms of marketing and, you know, raising money and all of that, your work is just going to continue forever. And I think that's a real tribute to you. I hope you think about that, you know?
Yeah, I think of God gave us a very special team of people that have all come together. And it's been a ton of work, but we've had the same team since the beginning. And the Harmon brothers who run Angel, they're amazing, amazing guys. And we've been through a lot, and now it's just starting to bear fruit. So it's interesting because it's kind of like, I think people think success is overnight, and they don't realize you've been at the grindstone for a long time, right? But honestly, I mean, for us, it's just about, Hollywood is about nihilism. Really, that's what the stories they're telling. And so we're telling the stories that Hollywood used to tell that amplify light, that are inspiring. But, and that's why I think there's such a market for it, because the public doesn't want depressing garbage. They want something that they walk out of the theater. And this is the other thing, Sandy, that's funny to me. If you had told me before Sound of Freedom that the theatrical movies could succeed, I would have been the first to say, hey, you're wrong, it's all on streaming. The truth is, what we discovered with Sound of Freedom is people want to turn their phones off. They want to be able to just focus on something for 2 hours. They want the break. And it's not that the theater is dead. It's that Hollywood's been providing garbage to the theater that nobody wants to watch.
That's right.
Right? So people ask me, how did Sound of Freedom beat Indiana Jones and Mission Impossible? Because we were telling a story that people want. They didn't want Mission Impossible 27 or, you know, Indiana Jones, whatever, 6 or whatever that was. We still have this wonderful thing called capitalism where you can buy a movie ticket and vote at the box office like you vote at the ballot box, right?
Well, I think part of it, too, to expand it, same thing but different. Hollywood, I'm a movie buff. I always have. I've always loved movies.
Yeah.
Good entertainment. You know, I was in the entertainment world as a singer. Had a lot of actress and actor friends and musician friends. That's what I did. Not acting, but singing. Mm. And so I love good production. And the thing that you see now with Hollywood movies, the production is off the charts. The graphics are incredible. The costumes, if it's real people, it all, you know, it looks great, but there's no character development. There's stupid dialogue
because
they don't even know how to write. Don't even know how people who have character talk. They can't even write the script if they portray someone who's supposed to be a conservative, whatever. It's silly talk. You know, it's just never, they cannot capture the depth of character because they're just, it's a foreign term.
You know
to
why?
Them.
If you have an agenda that's other than telling a great story, the agenda beats the story. The agenda ruins the story.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
So right now they're just checking boxes in Hollywood saying we got to push this and let's push this and
Girl
let's push
power,
this.
Girl power, a gay character, trans character. Yeah, I mean, I know. Hey, let's change the subject.
Yes, because yesterday's meeting, wow, you and I were in.
I was just talking with Matt Schlapp about it, the International Summit. I told him that's the best event. That was the best event I've ever had.
It was incredible. You know, what I didn't realize until I sat there is, of course, the bad guys, all the globalists, are talking to each other. Of course, Hamas and for your listeners, we learned from the Argentinian delegation that Hamas and Hezbollah have a big presence in South America. And of course, all the bad guys are working together. I don't know why I didn't think about that. And now that yesterday was a representation of all the good guys that are starting to work together. And we're facing all the same. I was really blown away by that.
I was too. I knew that was true, but it really came home that they are fighting the exact same things we're fighting. There may be some variables,
yes,
but it's borders, breaking down of borders, the changing of the nature, you know, the elevation of Islam almost in every culture, not Japan yet. Japan is, of course, as I said with Matt, of course, this is a different show. They're pushing the LGBT. They're trying to force the Japanese to accept that. And that's happening because Rahm Emanuel is the American ambassador to Japan. And he's actually forcing, you know, he's like threatening or, you know, holding up carrots to get them
trade and the things that we're supposed to
talk about. Ambassador's supposed to talk about.
It struck me, Sandy, that it was freedom versus totalitarianism.
Yes, definitely.
And everybody's dealing with the onslaught of totalitarianism and a desire for more freedom. Right?
The loss of free speech, the loss of the, you know, a free press.
Yes.
And the cooperation of all the agencies. We call it the deep state, but they have other names.
All
in
the
other
bureaucracies.
Cultures. They said the same thing. They had a different name for it. But Liz Truss in Britain, who was prime minister for maybe 3 months, as I recall, strong conservative, was just, they undermined her at every term. She said, in our situation, we could not pass any legislation. They blocked everything. And that's what's happening in our Congress.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought it was amazing because God doesn't do anything by accident. The same day that summit was held and CPAC introduced a resolution supporting Israel, the Knesset passed their own resolution 99-9 saying that we will not allow any foreign power to push a two-state solution.
Wow.
And let's be clear, because even by calling it two-state, one of those states would be a terrorist state run by the terror cartels, and one would be a democracy. And I think I saw yesterday, oh, wait a minute. Israel's fighting its own fight, but Israel's fighting our fight. They're fighting the fight for Western civilization, a foothold for Judeo-Christian values in the Middle East. And it's all part of the same fight. We're all connected, and they have their problems, and we have our southern border, and they have bad people coming up from Gaza, and we have bad people coming up through Texas and California and Arizona. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing. One other thing. I don't think this came up yesterday except with the woman from Argentina.
She was amazing.
The Chinese are everywhere. They're all in South America, Central America. They're in Australia, of course. Australia was there yesterday, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is the theme, too. We have thousands of Chinese PLA coming in right now. We know that for a fact. Through San Diego, through the southern border. We don't even know who's coming through the northern border.
I read somewhere that it was 25,000 in 1 month. Military age males.
Two weeks ago I was at a conference and they said there are 200,000 Chinese military in Panama Canal Zone, and they're bringing in more every day. So this is the theme. It's the same thing everywhere. With Britain, they've been pretty much dominated by Islam. They've got a party that's forming now that'll be just an Islamic party in Britain. And they can't, I forget exactly how Nigel Cameron quantified it, but he said, you know, London has just been basically taken over. Oh, he said the square, which I remember the square.
Yeah, he said anti-Semitism has become like a mainstream value in British society.
And Hamas. Hamas supporters are filling that every day in support of
Steve Bannon calls it Sharia supremacy, which I think is a really good term.
Yeah.
People
It is good. That's excellent.
Yeah, Sharia supremacy. Yeah, it's an existential, I think, Sandy, it makes, I always, have you seen The Lord of the Rings since we're talking about movies?
Only part of it.
Okay. Tolkien paints this amazing picture of life, and it is that evil is really evil, and it's united, and it has a plan, and good is confused, fighting amongst itself, and can't barely get out of its own way, and only God can step in at the end and save us all, you know? And you look
around. Tolkien wrote that at what, 1930?
Yeah.
Something, 36.
He got it right, because you look around the world and you look at even the lady in Argentina saying that we're, yes, we have Milei, but we're alone. The rest of South America is heading
and
towards socialism. Yeah.
Headed toward, I think they've been like,
are already there.
Like in Brazil, Lula.
Calling
Bolsonaro, who's now, you know, trying to jail. Is, I don't know if Bolsonaro is in jail or not. Honestly,
yeah, I know they're going after him.
They've been trying to, and so that was, I think, I wish I had the wording of the resolutions that Matt Platt read last night at the end of that conference, because one of them was about jail your enemies, and he said we condemn.
Yeah, anybody that would use the political system to go after their political
or jail their political
the legal system to go after their political enemies.
Yes, and that and the, so it was like it was I can't think of the characters, but in various countries it's the counter to the last one he said was Joe Biden and President Joe Biden. It was pretty bold. I loved it actually.
Yeah, I think one of the things I appreciate most about Matt Schlapp and Mercy Schlapp, who runs CPAC, is they're not afraid.
No.
They're two courageous people. They, you know, a lot of people would shy away from a lot of the positions they take.
Yep.
And that's what we need, is courage.
Yep.
That's what we need.
And courage brings courage and breeds courage. And when people see courage, it infuses it in them. It just does. So we both know that. So, Matt, how was your life change? You were in L.A. for a long time,
uh-huh.
And you left, and I'm not going to, I don't know if you say where you live, but
I escaped
Midwestern.
I escaped during COVID to Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma, okay.
And I have to say, it's a fascinating picture of what can be, because Los Angeles was oppressive, it was restrictive, it was more on the totalitarian side of things, and Oklahoma is like, it's like heaven. The people are wonderful. Freedom is everywhere. We actually have, for the first time in any state, we have religious charter schools. So Oklahoma passed a religious charter school law. The governor, Kevin Stitt, I don't know if you've ever interviewed Kevin.
I have, yes. I really like him.
Incredible man.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, great man of great character. Yeah.
And he's not afraid of anything either.
Not afraid.
He's wonderful.
I keep telling him, Gov, you're like Ron DeSantis, but you don't get the credit.
Well, that's probably true, yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think people realize I know about Oklahoma. I went to college there.
You did?
And I have family Oklahoma Baptist University.
Wow.
Yeah. So some friends of mine who are in the public school system have just told me how horrible it has become. Oklahoma's not what it once was, because it's been, you know, I'm not saying, obviously you've had a great experience, but Kevin Stitt, it's not like an easy path for him, even
no.
in Oklahoma. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's because social media and technology has ruined this generation, the younger generation. I just heard from a lady yesterday who told me that her sixth grader was at the very top of his class. She pulled him out to do homeschooling and discovered he couldn't really spell. He couldn't really write well. And the school was upset that he was leaving because he was the best student. So we've dumbed down it's really terrifying how much we've dumbed down this next generation through technology. Where did they get their news? So many people get their news on TikTok.
Yes.
So you wonder why they'll believe anything they see.
Yeah. And you know? And also there's, you know, there's a long video that Elon Musk just re-exed.
Yeah.
And it's all about the transgender movement. Sorry, Matt, lost my train of thought because I saw somebody that I know.
This is CPAC. This just for your audience. You're sitting in this hallway, and it's like an annual reunion.
That's
everybody
right.
you know is here. That's why you come.
Well, I'll
you
be know? Specific since we're doing Morris Tan is the dean of the School of Law at Liberty, and I've spent a lot of time with him because he's Korean, and I spent some time in North Korea, so we've built a nice bond. But
is there anywhere you haven't been, Sandy?
Well, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there are a lot of places.
Have you written a book about all your experiences? Oh.
Are you kidding?
Okay. God's
funny.
Velvet Hammer.
How
okay.
Funny. So, you should ask me that.
So right now we want to pause during this show to tell you about Sandy's book, God's Velvet Hammer, How an Ordinary Girl Was Called to Do Extraordinary Things. It's, yeah, it's. I'm already looking at it. I'm judging a book by its cover, and I'm saying, yes, you want to read this book.
I'm going to hear it.
And oh. Sandy's, yeah. Okay,
you need Matt Sandy's
giving
a book.
Sandy's giving me a copy. I love Velvet Hammer. That's great.
Thank you. That's what some people used to call me when I was in D.C.
How long did it take you to write this?
Not quite a year.
Wow.
Yeah. No, actually, it didn't take me that long to write it. It took a year to from the writing. Yeah. Maybe 6 months.
Wow.
Well, that's it's about very my impressive. Life. That's easier than, you know, writing about a topic that you have. I mean, I had to research because I have traveled a lot and I had to make sure I had
you have to remember the places and the
yes,
dates.
Exactly.
And the,
yeah, the wow. I start out with Berlin. And so Berlin, you know, I know a lot about it. But there were a lot of things I had to research to make sure I had the, you know, the timing of the wall and Checkpoint Charlie and all that stuff straight. So, but it was.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Well, wow. So there you go. News flash for you, Matt Fracci.
Yeah.
That's so funny that you asked me if I've written a book about my
well,
life.
Because you're like an onion. There's so many layers to you.
I should have. Now, see, I'm going to do a revision and put that in there because I was very boring. I said I'm like a cat. I've had at least 9 lives. But the onion might be even nicer illustration. But, Matt, is there anything else you're working on that you want us to know about?
Well, I just want people to pray and you know, when we talk about, if you think about the Bible, you think about everything we're talking about, the Bible tells us a lot about what God did. We know he created the earth. We know all these things. The prophets tell us a lot about what God's going to do. But I was thinking the other day that the Bible doesn't tell us a lot about what God's doing at this very moment. Have you ever thought about that? Doesn't say a lot about what he's doing at this. But
no,
in the book of Deuteronomy, it says, the eyes of the Lord are on the land of Israel from the beginning of the year to the end, which means that God has always got his eye on Israel. And in thinking about everything that we've talked about, I personally believe that America, I've been asking, like, we're being judged at a certain level. But I believe that God has withheld his full judgment from our country because we've stood with Israel. And we need to pray that despite what's happening right now, that will turn around, because not only for the fact that God loves that land and he's watching it right now, but I love America and I want America to be blessed. And if we continue down this path, we're going to by ourselves remove that blessing. And people don't want to see what that's going to look like. We, you know, when people say God bless America, that's not just a cliche. We need that to be a verb. We need God to bless America,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yes. And we've been the best friend to Israel for decades.
Yes.
Since our foundings, probably.
Yes.
In fact, we were the first country that I know of.
To recognize Israel.
Well, also to, yes, that's true, and with Truman. But I was thinking about further back, even to allow Jewish faith to be practiced, because
yes.
We had this freedom of religion, so that's why so many Jewish people came here.
There's a beautiful letter from George Washington to the rabbi of, I believe it's the synagogue in either New York or Philadelphia. I'll have to find it for you. It's an absolutely beautiful letter, and you can see that from the beginning, there was this, America has been amazing place for the Jewish people, and now we're just learning that we took it for granted, and we can't do that anymore.
No, we can't. And so that brings us to an election, which I'll close with that. There's an election coming up. And Joe Biden is doing everything he can. As while he talks out of one side of his mouth, he's basically done nothing but undermine Israel at every turn. Mm-hmm. So that's. I'll do another show on that at some point. But Matt Fracci, it's a pleasure. I enjoy our yearly meetings
at CPAC. I know.
At CPAC.
This is so fun. This is so fun.
So you want people to go see the movie Cabrini. It starts March, what is it?
Starts March 8th in theaters all over the country.
March 8th, okay, Cabrini. So
just, I always tell people, just like you can vote at the ballot box you should vote at the box office.
Yes.
Right?
Totally.
And we have this Sound of Freedom broke all kinds of records. And when it came on Amazon, was the number one movie on Amazon.
No kidding.
And that's because of we the people saying we're going to stand up and support this kind of thing.
It's true. And because it has staying power, it's so powerful.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys did a good job. You gave a great... It didn't just have a message. It was told beautifully, masterfully. So thank you. Okay, Matt Faraci, go forth.
See you in 5 minutes, Sandy.
Yeah. All right, Matt. That's a deal. Thank you so much. Sandy Rios with you at CPAC 2024.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios. I'm Sandy Rios 24/7 back with you. You know, the Bible says in Galatians, beautiful verse, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. You know, that applies to all kinds of things. And in this moment, I'm thinking of those of you who are thinking that babies' lives are as precious as I do, and moms too. I think the lives of the women are just as important. They're so damaged themselves by abortion, and that's why Preborn is an organization that I think is just doing things right. They provide ultrasounds to moms who are confused about what they want to do, or maybe even set on getting abortions. When they see their babies, they're not so set, and more than half of them decide to keep them when they see that. If you have been giving, could I just encourage you to continue to do that? Because you are saving lives. Amazingly, we are saving lives together. Go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. Hi, this is Sandy Rios, and I miss you in the mornings. But now I'm hosting a podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, which is available at AFR.net and SandyRios.com. Well, I finally finished that book. God's Velvet Hammer chronicles God's call in my life from a small town girl to Berlin, Germany, Radio Moscow to North Korea to Washington, D.C. I talk about Sasha Girl. It was my disabled daughter. I talk about I've Got the Music in Me. That's a chapter on my music life. Lost in India and Other Adventures is hilarious. You won't want to miss it. I talk about my sweetheart, The Blessing of Bruce. And then a mysterious chapter called My Green Face and the End of It All. Oh, I think you'll enjoy it. Like the Apostle Paul, these are my shipwrecks and my adventures. All for Christ and His kingdom. God's Velvet Hammer is available wherever books are sold. And remember, Sandy Rios 24/7 is available at AFR.net and SandyRios.com. All right, Sandy Rios, back with you for sure. For sure, it's me. And I've asked Bruce to join me because he was there when I interviewed Matt. And Bruce and I love movies. My husband, he was an FBI agent. And yeah, he was a prosecutor. But he likes movies, especially since he married me. Right, honey?
Yes, dear. No, you know, I wasn't nearly as much of a movie fan until I did meet you.
That's true. I know. Years ago, go to a movie. We actually, when the last couple of years we were in D.C., I was doing radio 5 days a week, 5 mornings a week. And that's a grind when you're doing live radio and it's news and talk. And so Friday afternoon, we had a movie theater, one block away from us?
Mm-hmm.
We would just grab, Bruce would just barely get home from work, and he would, you know, just quickly change his clothes, and we would run down to the theater to catch the 4:30 or whatever it was and get popcorn, and that was how I relaxed on Friday's movies.
Yes, and movies. You have to know that even when it was 85 degrees outside, we still had to take blankets.
Yes, because it was cold.
And long socks for Sandy because she is cold everywhere she goes.
You know, yes, I am. Isn't it amazing what Matt has done with his professional life? And he did the Tuttle Twins. He's got all kinds of ideas, and he's constantly putting out some. Remember the Pilgrim's Progress movie we watched with the kids?
Yes.
The cartoon version?
Yes.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Now, Matt's not the creative producer. I think he alluded to that in this conversation. He is the guy. You have lots of different kinds of producers. He's the guy that raises the money and puts the pieces together, does the PR and the promotion, which he's fabulous at.
And think of the obstacles that he must have to overcome in order to raise money for some of these movies. Because as he said, Hollywood is nihilistic. And what nihilism is it's basically pessimism. It condemns existence of people. It says values are baseless. Now, that's what's normally getting funded when movies are made. Now along comes Matt. Hey, we've got this movie about Jesus. And
and they're thrilled.
And probably the traditional sources that he would go to for, or that other movies would go to, would look at Matt like, what are you talking about? We'd rather have some movie where we're blowing up cars, you know, bringing down the United States government, things like that. So you can imagine the uphill battle he fights. And isn't it just so refreshing to have movies, like he said, where you want to turn off your phone, you want to feel good about yourself, you want to be optimistic about what we are doing as people.
Well, and infused with values.
Yes.
As opposed to just to have the life drained out of you from trying to watch something that is diametrically opposed to what you stand for, and just sitting there and acting like you're entertained. But you know, your conscience is telling you, this is not right. And so, and I'm not suggesting you sit through movies like that, by the way, just for the record. But through his work, Matt has given us a lot of wonderful things to watch that are perfectly concurrent with God's view of the world, with right and what's wrong. Because some of you know, the things that you see are still rough, because that's life. But it's sort of God's perspective. It's truth about these situations. So I just can't say enough. Cabrini is still in the theaters, isn't it, honey?
It is. It might be a little harder to find now, but it is still there. And I'm sure it's going to streaming also, so you can find it there also.
Yeah, and The Chosen, Bruce and I, as we've said on the show, we were kind of recent discoverers of that. After all these years with people telling us, and we've just been busy, we finally had a chance to start watching it about 6 months ago, and we just love it. Can't wait for the next season to come out. So if you haven't seen it, I recommend that too, and of course the others as well. Sound of Freedom, gripping. So we want to thank Matt Faraci for all of his creative genius and for his friendship. And, honey, thank you for joining me here and in the movies.
I like joining you both places.
Oh, that's, see, I wrote that out and he said it perfectly. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. By the way, you know you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Truth Social and YouTube. You can find the podcast at AFR.net. That's our mothership, American Family Radio, or any podcast platform, whether it's Spotify or Apple or Amazon, wherever you listen. But if you're a little challenged by trying to find, as one of my listeners call it, the pod, you can go to sandyrios.com, sandyrios.com, find out more about what we're doing, and also listen to Sandy Rios 24/7. So there you go. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.